Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right.
Okay for me to play today?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks.
Not the baby Yamaha, though. She's sold.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to remember something, and then I'm going to ask you to forget it.
I don't know.
Remember this song?
But I want you all the more for that.
It's from the film about the Irish busker meeting the Czech pianist.
And words fall through me.
The film is called Once, and the couple start playing the song in the back of a Dublin music shop on one of the display pianos.
The change here.
In games that never.
The song was called Falling Slowly, and it won an Oscar.
Meant will play themselves out. Holding the chorus.
Do you remember it? Now forget it, because it's the last time you're going to hear of it in this programme. I'm going to bring you to the one place, probably in the world, where the song Falling Slowly, which won an Oscar, is banned. One more thing. I'm going to try to persuade you that in this place, this is the sound of serenity. No, really, I am. Okay, stop right there just a moment. You're walking down George Street in Dublin. It's a sunny day. Sounds of cars, buses, people chatting on the street. But just here is a shop I want you to come into. You turn left, open the door. Let's go in here and have a quick listen. This is Walton's Music Shop. And right at the back of Walton's Music Shop is a large area, big room. It's probably about 25 feet by 60 feet, full of instruments and full of people trying out those instruments. Every Saturday and Sunday they come in here and they just plink away in the pianos, strum away in the guitars, and they do it all for free.
Let me just come in, check out the instruments, play a bit, rehearse them. Every week.
I come here with my mates. I do that every Saturday. I'm hanging out here, so.
Like once or twice a week.
People drift in on their own.
Seamus Brett.
Jossie.
Miguel Castillo.
Or as members of bands.
Minor Details.
It's called The Trouble Is.
Tempting Nature.
This is Michael Egan on the banjo. A happier, more contented man you couldn't get, smiling as he plucks away. A good bit away from Michael, rolling her eyes to heaven, is Mairead Holly.
Are you with him?
I am.
Why are you making faces when he's playing the banjo?
Because that's all I hear day and night.
It's like a serenade.
Oh,
how
no.
Can any woman
Why
resist?
Why can't you play the guitar, something sexy?
How can the banjo not be sexy?
I don't know. She's not a fan anyway.
Is she not? You don't sing Divorce or anything like D-I-V-O-R-C-E. You sing that, do you?
No, we're only getting M-A-R-I-E-D. We're only just
we're
getting...
We're actually doing a wedding course today up in the college. We're on our lunch break.
And what happens if they ask you to write down stuff that really annoys you?
That was number one, the banjo. I know.
Okay, your turn. What did you write down?
I think... I don't know what I wrote down again. What did I...
Watching telly.
You're too much in love. You see?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I forgot a piece in the middle.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You have to keep reminding yourself that this is a shop and not a sort of instrument arcade. The floor is filled with pianos and the walls are lined with guitars. Visitors stream in and out all afternoon, but most of them stay just that, visitors and not customers. What age are you?
I'm 13.
You're 13?
Yep.
You're bloody good.
Thank you.
How much practicing do you do?
I do about an hour a day, at least.
That's fantastic. And tell me about the band. What kind of stuff do you do?
All different types of music, really. We mainly Oasis and stuff like Jeff Buckley.
Where do you play?
Well, it's hard to find places to practice, so sometimes we just come in here and play with the instruments in here, because we don't really have space at home.
There is the occasional purchase. Neil Tipper, who's 10 years of age, has just bought drumsticks. A word of warning. Don't ask really obvious questions to 10-year-olds, because you're asking for it. Questions like...
Tell me about the drumsticks, Neil.
They're kind of sticks that I actually use to hit the drums with. Oh, well, without these sticks, you can't work drums.
True, yeah.
Over to the side of the room are soundproof booths if you want to try out electric guitars.
What's the story with the mirror? There's a mirror at the back here and you kept looking in the mirror.
Yeah, so like when I look, it helps me plan, like, you know, I try not to look down all the time. Like if you're looking at your audience per se, like, so they get used to not just looking, you know, directly at the guitar.
I thought it was like make eye contact as well.
I thought it was a vanity thing. I thought you were loving, loving yourself playing the guitar. No. I said, there's another place to look, because I'd look out the window at people passing by. It's kind of it's kind of like a confidence builder in a way.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's very sweet sound.
Among all the people trying out the instruments, there is one person who may buy one. Claire from France is looking at a concertina, although when she says it, it sounds so much better.
So do you think you'll buy it?
Yeah.
Are you going to buy it today?
Yeah, because I checked it out yesterday. Did some research on the internet and I think I'm going to buy it, yeah.
How are you doing that? That's a keyboard, is it?
Yeah, synthesizer.
Do you come in on Saturdays much yourself?
No, I work here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It must be great fun for you to be working here, is it? If you like your music and...
Yeah, it's fun. When you're not hungover, I suppose it's fun. Sometimes it's too much to handle.
All the noise.
Yeah. Too many people playing instruments at the same time, out of sync.
And are you hungover today?
Slightly.
I only took it up very late now.
Did you?
About 2 years ago I started with the channel.
What age of a man are you, Mask?
60.
60, so yep. 58, you said to yourself.
I start this.
I'm going to do something different. Yep. I've made my first million.
Exactly, so I'm going to keep it up.
What does it do for you when you're playing it? What's it like?
Oh, it's very relaxing. It's great. It gives you a great boost. It gives me a great boost anyway. I could give an hour or two at home just fiddling around and messing around with it, yeah.
And is there anyone at home to tell you to whisk it up?
No, which is great. Maybe the neighbours, but they're not too bad.
Keep the windows closed.
I have a silent pit, so I keep it pressed down.
Claire, the concertina woman from France, has definitely decided she's going to buy. But things don't work out when she gets to the cash desk.
I have a question regarding this instrument.
Yes.
I was wondering if you can play all the range of notes in this one.
You can't, no. This is only a 10 or 20 key.
20 key, yeah.
You would need a 30 key to have the full range.
Right.
That's the 30
That's
key 30 there.
Key, yeah.
But they're a good deal more expensive, 629
That's
euros.
The thing, yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Think about it. Sorry.
The man at the cash desk is Bill.
Bill Murray. I'm the manager of Walton's in George Street. These same kids are in, week out. So we know the faces. You know?
Does the accountant never say to you, for crying out loud, move the gear, you know, start selling
we
stuff?
We sell a lot of stuff. A kid will come in, they'll spot a guitar, it'll be 400 or 500 euros, and it might be 6 months before they buy it, but they eventually will get back on their birthday or Christmas or sometime and buy it.
As you stand looking at the floor full of pianos, you can see people wandering around touching the keyboards or sitting down briefly at two or three pianos trying them out. But there are three pianists who don't change piano. They're all at the same three pianos for at least an hour. There's Davida, who left his piano at home in Italy.
I miss it. Yeah, I really miss it.
What's it like playing the piano? What is it like for you? Are you just
it's like eating. It's like drinking. It's like something that makes me feel good. Just this, it relaxes me.
Just over from Davida is Zheng Cho Tsing, who used to have a piano.
Actually, I bought a piano from here 2 years ago, but I sold because I'm living with my friends. They said to me it's too noisy, so I sold.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Did you cry when you had to sell it?
Yeah, I did, but I have no choice.
Two pianos away from Zheng Cho Tsing is Conor Shiel from Ballyfermot.
I went to lessons for just to know the notes, like, and then I kind of used the internet so I could read it, like. So I just like learned from there.
That's amazing. God, and every single Saturday you come in?
Well, most Saturdays, yeah, unless I'm doing, because I'm in sixth year now, so I'm like have to leave it there to.
Right. And you get chatting to other people?
Yeah, some people have come up to me and asked me to play a song for them if they're going to buy sheet music, like, and they don't know what it sounds like. They ask me that.
Remember I was saying about this being the sound of serenity? And it is, if you get up close. All the musicians are so chilled and so easy with each other. They might have death metal t-shirts or hoodies on.
It's a band.
And it's got a kind of a road sign with the Grim Reaper on it.
Yeah.
So it's got rats and blood. What are the rats eating?
Woods.
But despite that, they seem so buzzed about their music and so damn self-confident for teenagers.
Some people come over and ask me, like, God, you're dead at them drums and shit and stuff like that. I was like, thanks, and like then like we do hang out sometimes, like.
You couldn't imagine working in this music shop. First there's the bedlam, but then there are all the people coming in handling the polished and lacquered and pricey instruments.
What are you saying to them?
Just telling them to be careful with the guitars. They were running, you know, and things like that, so.
All right. It's just to walk.
Well, yeah.
Did they give you attitude, or were they okay?
No, generally, you know, most of the people we get in are pretty cool. Like, they just want to make music and play around, you know.
Did you ever come in here as a customer?
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you used to do the same thing?
Probably, yeah.
With your friends?
Exactly.
Sorry, I don't mind you playing, you just keep it down there. Thanks.
Does anyone ever say to you, is this where the scene from once was?
All the time. All tourists come in, Rose are going with it. I'm like, yeah, it's different, but they always go, oh, it looks different. And I go, yep. And you're going to buy it? No, okay, see you later.
And there's the clue to where the staff draw the line. The staff can handle the tunes, just about, but they can't handle the same tune over and over again. So, you know, if you go into a library or a video shop and they have a shelf with staff picks or staff favourites on it, well, Walton's in Georgia Street has a similar staff list. It's the staff least favourites. And they go further. They have an unofficial list of songs you can't play while messing around on the instruments. Bill Murray, the manager, has this list off by heart.
I'm here, 11 years. So far we banned Oasis, Wonderwall, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine, and Metallica's Nothing Else Matters.
On top of Bill's staff list in Walton's Georgia Street is the song that was filmed in this shop and that went on to win an Oscar.
Oh, we banned Falling Slowly from Once. We have definitely banned Falling Slowly from Once.
It's officially banned, is it?
Yes. Yes. Everyone plays it. And also my wife plays the soundtrack constantly, so I can't stand it. Yeah, I've had enough. Great film, good songs, but I've had enough.
Thanks. Finally, at the end of the afternoon, Claire from France has bought a concertina. Bill managed to find one that could play Irish music and that she could afford. So there you have it. The music shop, that's more a community service than a shop. You can go in and play anything you want on the instruments as long as it's not that song from the film Once, or that Guns N' Roses song, or the Metallica one, or what was the last one on the list?
of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.